Blog Talk Radio.
Christy Love, thank you for tuning in to Craze Radio.
It's What's Hot Wednesday. So, you know, we have fresh new hip-hop and R&B. Well, actually, tonight we're going to do all R&B. You know what I'm saying? Like, a sister can't get tired of rap music, okay? So I want to get back to my roots and what I love, and it's going to be all R&B tonight. Solange Knowles, baby sister of Beyonce. I know she probably hates for people to say that, you know, when they call her out or whatever. New single, Love Is in the Parking Lot. She just premiered her video on the video on 106 and Park on BET, like literally just premiered it. That's why I was running a little late because I was listening. I was looking at a video. Oh, my God. I love Solange. She has an independent label of her own. She has an EP coming out by the name of, what is she calling it? I think the name of it is True. And like I said, this single, Lovers in the Parking Lot, is her latest single. She just dropped a video today, maybe yesterday, but 106 and Park premiered it today. And we premiered it on Crazy Radio just seconds ago. So if you just got here, thank you. If you just got here, you missed it. But you know how I do. I'll play it over before the end of the night. What can I say about it? It was your typical Solange video. You know, she's like a wild child, wildflower, whatever you know, that weird thing she has going on. It actually was filmed like inside of a flea market mall in Houston, Texas. Like, leave it up to Solange to do that. How creative, right? And it just featured her in the video dancing, what she likes to call dancing off beat. and Bun B made an appearance in the video, as well as Mandy Fresh. When she was talking about creating the video, she says that, you know, she says when she wrote the song, I saw the video, and I knew it had to have two things, one, Mandy Fresh, and two, lots of hair flipping. So I guess she met her goal. Mandy Fresh was in the video, and, of course, she had her big hair on, and it was a lot of hair flipping. So kudos to Solange. Make sure you go and check that video out. We will have it later on the on www.mediacraze.me for all that want to see it. And like I said, I'll play the song later on in the show. Coming up tonight, oh, my God, we have major, major, major R&B news. If you are, like, R&B to the core, heart and soul, I have a major announcement you don't want to miss. And, of course, coming up at 7:15-ish, we'll have Jamera M with our Craze Entertainment Report, and there's no telling what she has. She always have the good stuff, so we're going to wait on Jamera to come in, call in and give us her report, and we're going to keep it moving with a brand new song by R. Kelly. The name of it is called Genius. It's on his new Black Panties. Woo! New Black Panties album that's due out in November. I think he's going back to the old R. Kelly that we fell in love with, the old R. Kelly, the old sexy, just, whew, girl. Drop your jaws, R. Kelly. Yeah, that one. The name of the album is Black Panties. I was about to say Black Planet, y'all. Oh, my God. See where my head is. Black Panties is the name of the album. This new single is called Genius. And the album, did I say the album date already? The album is due out on November the 11th of this year, which is actually a Monday. I don't know if he's going to do it like at midnight or whatever, because, you know, usually they release new CDs on Tuesdays. But 11/11, Black Panties will be out. It's also my wedding anniversary, so I'm really looking forward to that CD. I want to give a shout-out to my husband. Hey, boo. How you doing? Yeah, so here's Genius by R. Kelly, and hopefully we have the entertainment report coming up. So thank you for tuning in to Craze Radio. Go get your friends, tell them to come and listen, and we'll be right back. Oh.
this room while I'm pleasing you.
Called Genius, but he's talking about a sex genius. So, yeah, that's the R. Kelly we all know and love. And like I said, the new album will be out in November, November the 11th of this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And it is now time for our Craze Entertainment Report with Jamera M.
Hey,
Jamera.
How you doing? How's everyone doing out there? How's the radio? How's the what?
Kelly's,
I said, how is that R. Kelly's newest song?
Yeah, that's the latest one he released just a couple of days ago.
Okay, I like that one. And the other one is actually growing on me, too.
What was the other one? My Story?
Yeah, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, okay.
I was actually jamming in the car to that a couple hours ago. But I do have the entertainment news. I have a couple of good stories. The first one is Janelle Monáe. Since she has recently released her album, a lot of people and radio hosts and just people she's been doing interviews with have been asking her if she's a lesbian. One, because of the recent songs on her new album, they kind of have lesbian references on them. One of the tracks is called Give Them What They Love, and she sings about being approached for some undercover love by two dimes.
Oh.
And people also question, you know, that she wears a suit, so that speculates, you know, about their sexuality. But she already stated that the reason she wears a suit is because, like, all her family members have been, like, maids or janitors or just in that type of workforce.
Yeah.
So she wears a suit to represent them, in case nobody didn't know that.
Wow.
But that's is a suit. So, but she been said that. Like, I've been seeing her said that on an award show so long ago. But people are questioning her sexuality. So she sat down with Pride Magazine, and she pretty much danced around the question about the lesbian theme songs on her album. But she did reveal that a lot of her lyrics are part of storytelling. And she was pretty much saying, you know, it's important to nurture young kids and to teach them about self-love. And it's okay for girls to rock pantsuits and boys to like dresses.
Oh.
I don't know about the boys like dressing part, dresses. I don't know. But some of the things from her interview. And one of the questions they asked her, are the rumors that there are lesbian themes on her album? And she said that was the first time she's heard it. And she's like, but I will say that a lot of my work always comes from an authoritative stance, so it might not be about me. It might just be a story or something I've witnessed or just my imagination.
Mm.
They asked her on being called a gender bender, and she said she thinks it's awesome. She thinks it's uniting. She said, I'm a uniter. I won't allow myself to be a slave to my own interpretation of myself nor the interpretation that people may have of me. And I just live my life, and people can feel free to discuss whatever it is that they think and use whatever adjectives that they feel. It's a free country. So
okay.
She said that, and on they asked her on how to encourage self-love and self-expression. And she just said, I just think it's important that at a young age we teach our kids and those whose future we're nurturing that it's okay to love whomever it is that you love and whomever you're attracted to. And it's okay to, like, a dress if you're a boy, yet again, and it's okay to, like, a pantsuit if you're a girl. These are just fears that previous generations have placed upon us or people who tried to control us and make us believe that this is bad. So she said that, and she said something else. Oh, so she ended up going on Sway's show. He asked her the same thing about being a lesbian, and she said, women are amazing, and so are guys. There's nothing wrong with being bisexual. There's nothing wrong with being lesbian or gay. I am an advocate. I have friends who are in same-sex relationships, and I feel love has no sexual orientation.
Okay.
Love has no religious belief, and love is the purest and most important thing, blah, 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 blah. But she said, I do keep my personal life very much personal. I just want everybody to focus on my music. I don't want to let anybody down. I want women to be attracted to me, and I want men to be attracted to me. So I'm very political in this, so I cannot tell y'all. So just enjoy my music, pretty much.
Well,
so,
I guess y'all heard that.
Yeah, exactly. So
she's
I
gay.
You think so?
Yeah. Now, and I agree with 99% of what she said. You know, love who you love. Like, nobody can tell you who you're attracted to. I don't agree with the dress thing and all of that. But this
yeah,
agree
with that
almost.
Like, if my son came in, like, you would say, oh, you look to a woman. Oh, you look beautiful in that dress. But not, I like that dress. I want to wear it. You know, there's a difference.
Yeah, this her statement is almost the exact same statement that Raven Simone put out, you know, when she was still, quote unquote, denying her sexuality. You know what I'm saying? And then here we go,
yes.
6, 7, 8 months later, and she's okay. I'm gay, but so I guess maybe in 8 months she'll finally say what it is that she is. Maybe I don't know.
I think if she is gay, she's going to wait until her career is more stable. Like, I mean, she's good now, but once she, like, really makes it, has a couple more albums out, then she'll probably come out.
Mm.
If she is.
I think she has a pretty good status now to just let it go. I think she has a big following, you know. And at the end of the day, nobody really cares. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, I know. I really didn't. But I'm like, there might be some Janelle Monáe followers out there, and they might be wanting to know. So you never know. It's questionable.
Okay.
But the next topic is Nicki Minaj. She finally released some of her clothing line. They're not in stores yet, but she debuted it last week. Or actually this week, but last week she was spotted wearing her own clothing line to two of the events during New York Fashion Week. And she just recently previewed the entire line, which will be available at Kmart before the holidays.
Oh, wow.
So yesterday she posted promo pics from the Nicki Minaj collection, which features tons of spandex for women, ripped jeans, cute dresses, two pieces, and it's clothing that she wears. Like, she wore some of it to New York City Fashion Week. So earlier this year, she actually stated that it's very important to her that the line is affordable for her fans. So she wouldn't put, and she also wouldn't put anything out there that she wouldn't wear. And she stated, you know, sometimes artists get to a place where they feel like they're too good. I'm not judging anybody, she says. I'm just saying most of your fans can't afford Giuseppe's, Louis Vuitton's, and those big bottles in the club. I know what my fans can afford. I'm going to continue to give them these things that they can afford. It's important to me to always bridge the gap between my fans and I. So the prices, I'm sure, they're not going to be that expensive if they're going to be sold at Kmart, you know?
Right.
So, but I really think that's good, and I've seen the promo pics, and a lot of the outfits I would definitely wear. So I will be shopping at Kmart getting a couple outfits for Nicki Minaj's collection, because a couple of the outfits, I'm like, these are definitely cute. I would definitely rock this. I don't care. Yes, I did get it from Kmart. Nicki Minaj, I will rock this. And
what age group is it catered to? Is it just like is it an adult line, or is it young adults, or does she have different?
I would say 20-ish to early 30s.
Oh, okay. Because
she has like, there was this nice black dress that she could wear out to the club, but it wasn't like hoochie. It was kind of like long sleeve, but it was really nice. And then she just had like kind of flirty summer dresses. And
okay.
Then, like, some jean outfits with, like, ripped jeans. Kind of like, you know, like, 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
You know, like, stuff she really wears. Like, it's not the crazy
outfit. Yeah, because when you was describing the clothes, I was like, okay, yeah, this is, like, typical what you would see her in. So that's actually pretty good.
Exactly.
That she's out
and
something. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're really cute. So people go see her promo pics, Google them, look at them on Twitter, Instagram, whatever. But they're really cute, and I definitely like them, so I can't wait till they come out for the holidays, because I'm probably going to cop a couple outfits.
Yeah.
Next, Floyd Mayweather's baby mama drama, not with him, with his on-and-off girlfriend. Everybody knows about the fight. When was that, last Saturday?
Yes.
So,
I think it was Saturday night or Friday, Sunday night?
Yeah, it was Saturday night. So this past weekend, you know, Floyd Mayweather's baby mama had his daughter outfit made, reportedly paid $795 for this supposedly one-of-a-kind dress. From Project Runway's designer, Michael Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, his on-again, off-again girlfriend, Chanel, got the same dress.
What?
Did you hear about
how that happened?
Because they bought the same designer, same dress. So, you know, Floyd's baby mama made, like, a complete big deal about it. Like, how did you sell my daughter the same dress and his ex-girlfriend the same dress, too? Like, literally pink, like, the same exact dress. His
Damn.
Girlfriend and his daughter looked just alike. Just, she was just 10 years old.
Oh, my God,
so,
10 years old?
Yeah, she's 10 years old. So Floyd's baby mama, you know, made a big deal about it to TMZ and was just like, what kind of stylist is that, that you make this dress and then somebody else has it? And so he comes back and says, hold on. He comes back and says, I'm trying to find right with it. Hold on. Okay, he comes back and says that she knew that Chanel already had the same dress because she told her and she said she didn't care. So, you know, his baby's mama's name is Josie. So Josie, you know, went to TMZ and was talking all this stuff, and she was like, and honestly, Chanel came, is a straight gold digger. She conveniently came back around 2 days before Floyd got his $41.5 million check.
Mm.
So, you know, it's just a hot mess. But in other news, so Josie, you know, was talking to TMZ Live and said that immediately after the fight, Floyd took her and her daughter home and checked up on them in the morning. Her and Floyd are on better terms. I guess they had drama in the past. So she tells TMZ that Chanel shouldn't be worried about her, talking about her baby mama, because Floyd is sleeping with 7 other women. And
yeah, girl.
Josie, the baby mama, said he actually gave us a ride home from the fight after with his grandmother and the kids. Even the morning after, he didn't give us any sleep that night. He came by and checked on us, made sure we got on our private plane to get home okay. Floyd and I are definitely on better terms. No, we have not slept with each other, if that's what you're wondering. Chanel shouldn't be worried about me. She should be worried about the 7 other women that he's sleeping with or more. It's his life, more power to him. When he was with me, none of that shit was going on that I knew of. Mm. And everybody knows him and Chanel have this on-again and off-again relationship. And I don't know if you saw him on Instagram, but he said he was starting to sell clothes and purses. And people were like, is he auctioning off all her clothes and purses on Instagram?
Oh, my goodness.
And then they had broken up during that time. But, of course, after he got that check, she was back
in there.
So wow. I don't know, but it was just a bunch of drama. And then Josie, the baby mama, called the designer tacky because real designers don't dress their clients alike at a major event. But the whole thing just cracks me up that his daughter is 10 years old and his girlfriend, of course, who is a grown woman. But pretty much his baby mama was mad about it.
Okay, so was this like a basic looking dress though? Like how could what
I mean
dress
it was
like for
it was,
a 10-year old to have the same version?
It was like long. Really, it was just like kinda, you know those dresses that have like the turtleneck and then the sleeves are out?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that, but not really a turtleneck, kind of like a little bit lower. But, like, you know, no sleeves, but it was, like, long. It was, like, a long kind of gown, and it was hot pink.
Okay, I see it.
And it had, like, a little, it had a little belt around it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I see it. Oh, my God. That is the exact same dress. Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So it's not even a staff-looking dress. It's just the same dress.
This is awesome.
They
oh,
just
wow.
got a whole bunch of money. They don't know what to do with it, so they just argue about dumb stuff.
Yeah. Well, I wish she had a, because this picture I'm looking at, I wish she had to fix her breast a little bit because they, like, lopsided in this dress, though. They got the same gold. The daughter has a gold belt, but her belt, the band is wide, and then the baby mama, is this the baby mama or the girlfriend?
No, that's the girlfriend.
The girlfriend belt is gold, too, but just like this. Oh, my God, that is so cute. That is so
it's
cute.
So funny. And at first, before I read the story, I was like, oh, they're matching. And then it was like, oh, they weren't supposed to be matching. Oops.
But Jamara, their hair is alike too. Like the little
yeah,
girl
their
hair.
Is alike.
The little girl hair.
You tell.
It's put yeah, like that Audrey Magini, and then the girlfriend hair is the same way. Oh my God.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why I thought it was, you know, on purpose, but
yeah.
It wasn't. Mm. But anyway.
Anything for attention. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. So the next thing, this is a couple days old, so I know people probably heard about it, but Ciara going ham on this girl on Twitter. Did you
no,
hear about
I haven't
it?
Heard about it? No.
And you know, Ciara is so nice, and, you know, she kind of makes me sick a little bit because she's just so nice. And she's always like, you know, like every time she gets an interview, she's like, you know, I mean, you know, I don't really want to talk about anything negative. I just, I just really just love my fans, and I just love my music, and, you know, I just believe the universe is just conspiring for me and all good things. Anyway, so it was weird for me to see that Sierra had really talked about somebody because, like, she's not even, like, that type. So I don't want to call her a fan because a fan don't talk about you, but a girl last night or two nights ago tweeted Sierra dogging out her dance move, which caused her to snap on a lady. The lady posted, "The Matrix came out in 2001. Why are you still doing it? I wish you would sit your dancing ass down with them old-ass dance moves. I like one song since you've been singing, and that's Your Body Is My Party." So she continuously went on to insult Sierra's hair and her body part. So Sierra responded, that Matrix move is sure getting me a lot of money, but what you getting with them dangs? One follower, crickets, right? But she posted a picture of the girl on Instagram saying, "Them bangs, seriously, them bangs. This person thinks it's cool to talk about people all day. Not cool." The picture of the girl, remember finger waves? She had, like, finger wave bangs. I don't know what she was going on, but she did look a hot mess.
A finger wave bang? How you do that?
I don't know. It was just, I don't know what they were, but it was just a hot mess. And so, but eventually, Sierra did take the picture down off of Instagram and was like, you know, I'm human too. Like, and it's not nice to talk about people and attack people. And I'm like, completely agree with you. And people are like, because, you know, Rihanna will cut somebody out on Instagram, will go straight ham on somebody if they say something smart.
Right.
I actually just saw Rihanna. She's really crazy. Rihanna, some Indian person had posted on her Instagram, "Grow some hair." And she said, "I don't have to. Your sister grows it for me. You know, I'll run along."
Oh, shit. Really, Rihanna?
That's messed up.
Wow.
But, yeah, so people are like, we know Rihanna ain't scared to snap back at people. But so people were, like, surprised, like, Sierra. But I'm like, when people are probably consistently attacking you and you're like, what are you doing this for? I mean, they are normal people. They're just celebrities.
Right.
I don't want to constantly get attacked. So I was surprised. But you got to, I don't, it might, it's taken off of her Instagram, but you might be able to find it on, like, a gossip site of the picture of the girl.
Sierra the Bangs?
Yeah.
I just found it. I just found it. This is like Missy Elliott hairdo 1998.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, whoa, you're still rocking that hairstyle. And it didn't be like the wackest people talking stuff to those celebrities. Like, you know, you can't, why are you doing that?
Exactly.
Because you're not happy with your hair. That's what it is.
What is
that? Because they're not happy with themselves. So they're like, I'm just going to keep tweeting celebrities like, oh, you suck. I'll be like, bitch, I suck, but do you see who my man is? Do you see what car I'm driving?
Okay. This girl actually looked like a dude, though, the girl with the bangs. So I'm not even quite sure if that's a female or not. Wow.
Yeah, it's just really a shame. Social media has its good and its bad sides.
This is awesome. I think I'll get my hair done like this.
Please don't. It's horrible.
I've been waiting on somebody to bring the finger waves back so I can get my hair done in finger waves.
That is hilarious. So, yeah, that's the entertainment news for today.
Okay. That was a good report.
Today.
I told you, you always have the good stuff.
I literally spend all day trying to find the juiciest stuff, so I'm like, what would I want to hear? So, yes, I love to do it.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Jamira, for the interview.
No problem.
I was actually out of the loop of entertainment news. I was just telling my cousin yesterday. I was like, I've been sick since last week, so.
I know. Are you feeling better?
I am feeling so much better. Everything is gone. I kind of still get, like, that hoarseness in my voice, my throat, or whatever, every now and then. But for the most part, it's gone. So, turn up.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Me too.
So I will be back with the entertainment news next Wednesday.
Okay, and go ahead and give out all of your information.
Yes, you can find me at Instagram at Jameira M, J-A-M-E-I-R-A-M. The same on Twitter. Follow me. I'll follow you back. I'm still not good at tweeting. I say this every week, but one week is going to change. I want to say I've been on Twitter consistently, and, yeah, but follow me on Twitter. But you can read my horoscopes because that's on my timeline.
Oh,
at Jameira
okay.
M. A-M-E-I-R-A-M. No, I don't do the horoscope. It's just the horoscope that I have come to my Twitter.
Oh, and that's the every morning, 6
there.
O'clock in the morning horoscope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so follow me on Twitter at Jameira M and Instagram. So find me on there. I am on my Instagram.
Yeah, I'll start giving out your Instagram link instead of Twitter because I'm like, that girl ain't finna tweet nothing. So.
I know. I really just retweet everything you tweet, and then I'm like off. And I have the app on my phone. I don't know. I've never just been able to get into it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm weird.
Okay.
But I'm going to start trying. So.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I will see y'all next Wednesday or talk to y'all next Wednesday.
All right, Jameira, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, y'all, so that was Jameira M and her Craze Entertainment Report for this week. I might try to put some of those pictures on the website that she was talking about. If I don't, I'll definitely tweet them out. I'm very seriously considering this finger wave haircut thing that this girl has going on Instagram. Like, it's cute. It's like long on one side, short on the top, finger waves on the top. It's like she got three hairstyles in one of those type things. So I'm going to keep it moving. I'm Christy Love, by the way. I think I said that already. And it's What's Hot Wednesday, where we play fresh new hip-hop and R&B. And tonight we're playing all R&B, no hip-hop. And remember I said I have a very important R&B announcement to make, and should I make the announcement now? Maybe not. Let me play this song. This is Kevin McCall and Crazy Old Gucci Mane, a brand new song, Cold Hearted, that's the name of it. Very dope. Take a listen.
I'm a heartbreaker. Yeah. Kill, you got roll this one.
I'm a breaker. I'm a heartbreaker, heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, heartbreaker. Heartbreaker.
I'm drinking Mason Spade like that shit bottle of water. I'm drinking Mason Spade like that shit bottle of water. I got the preacher's daughter doing all the shit I taught her. Thoughts are harder, might break up hoes. Dicks are harder, might break up jaw. Cold hearted, ain't got no heart. Bro, bitch, you don't want no job. How you gon' help if times get hard? Ride a diver, she ain't got no car. Push button, ain't got no key. Wanna marry me and take half my stash. Break a heart and broke the bitch in half. I hate these hoes, but I love my fans. We half it down, but the shit won't last. The plane crashed the way I dropped my bands. Hand to hand, the way I made this cash. I ain't trying to give it up so fast. Last match, now you in my pants. Credit bands used to wipe my ass. Ace of Spades, I don't need no glass. I write some events so the hoes gon' dance.
Go hard,
fuck.
They say I get it from my father. I'm cool, cool. I'm cold hearted. I'm a heartbreaker. I'm a heartbreaker, 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 heartbreaker.
Hey y'all, it's Christy Love, and you're inside of What's Hot Wednesday on Craze Radio. You were just listening to Kevin McCall featuring Gucci Mane. Cold Hearted is brand new. You can go to iTunes and buy that, by the way. But does somebody need to put out, like, an APB on Gucci or something? Like, I was looking for his Twitter account, and for some reason it wasn't coming up. And I know he was, like, admitted to, like, a mental hospital or something like that because of all of the stuff that went down last week on Twitter. And then he got jumped in the mall, like, a day after that and all of that good stuff. So I was just wondering if anybody had seen Gucci. I'm a little bit concerned. So I guess I need to pray for him, put him on the sick and shut-in list or something like that. But either way, the song is dope. I like it, Kevin McCall. And major shout-out to Kevin McCall and his girlfriend slash baby mama, Eva. They have a baby on the way, or they're getting married, something like that. I think Jamera told us about that in the Craze Entertainment Report last week. Let me give out my information right quick. You can follow me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC. And the NC is for North Carolina, of course. And, of course, follow Craze Radio BTR, and that's Craze with a K. Also, like us on Facebook at Craze Radio, Craze with a K. It's always a K, okay? Let me go ahead and give you this major entertainment R&B announcement that I was going to make. I need to go ahead and get this out of the way because the show is almost over. We're running out of time, and you need to hear this. Okay. So, first of all, well, let me play this right here so you can kind of get an idea of what I have to say. Hold on. Okay. Hey, I see y'all rolling y'all hips. Hey. Hey. Okay. Jay Holiday, that's who that is. Everybody and their mama, their daddy, their brother, nephew, uncle, cousin. Everybody remembers 2007. Bed, Jay Holiday came out, stole the charts, took over the charts, all that. I think it was, like, written and produced by The Dream, maybe, something like that. Major hit for Jay Holiday, put him on the map. It was actually his second single off of his debut album, Back of My Lack. The first single was Be With Me, yeah. And then Bed was the second single, as I said. Okay, he also had some other releases from Back of My Lack. That made it to the charts. And then around 2009, his second CD came out, Round 2. And by the time Round 2 came out, of course, the labels was kind of switching some stuff up. They was kind of letting some people go. A lot of rearranging. So his only single from Round 2, I don't want to get it confused. Oh, my God. Like, I'm, like, diehard J Holiday fan. But I want to say it was Is Yours? Was it? Either way. Round 2 did not get as much attention as his first CD did, like I said, because of the label crap that was going on. But undoubtedly, Round 2 is, like, the classic R&B album. Like, J Holiday is a talented artist, underrated, you know, and he kind of just, like, got lost in, you know, all of the other artists that was coming out at that time, you know. But since then, he has put out a mixtape called M.I.A. The Lost Pages. He has some dope tracks on there. You might want to Google that and go find it and listen, give that a listen. You can actually go to jholidaymusic.com. Thank you. You can actually go to J Holiday. My husband was blowing me kisses. You can actually go to jholidaymusic.com and download that whole mixtape. It's on datpiff.com. But anyway, people, like, if you just, like, Google J Holiday, like, if you do a J Holiday search on Twitter, everybody is looking for him. Like, they're trying to find out where he is, where he's been, all of that. But like I said, if you are a diehard J Holiday fan, then you already know. He's still been making music since Back on My Lat in Round 2 and MIA. Like, he's always putting out tracks for the fans to listen to. He's constantly on the road. Like, he's a hard worker when it comes to R&B music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he works harder than the average R&B singer. Like, you're a big-name R&B singer, he works harder than they do. But I say all of this to say, and I need for you to mark this date on your calendar, put it in your Google calendar, whatever you got to do, your alarms, your alerts on your iPhones, whatever. 11-12-13. That is so easy to remember. 11-12-13, November 12th of this year, J Holiday will be releasing his third studio album. Okay, I'm ready. Excuse me. So far, they have given the album a name. The name of the album will be Guilty Conscious. Okay, and that's C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, for those who may not know. But November 12th, I am so excited, and I just want everybody to spread the word, because he's coming back. And, you know, this year has been a very big year for R&B artists. Like, TGT got together and put out a great album. Raheem Devon has a great album. Tamar Braxton put out a great album. John Legend, Jaheim came back from somewhere and put out an album. Life Jennings has got out of prison and working on music. His album will be out in October, called Lucid. Like, it's just a good year for R&B. Like, if you love Fantasia, yeah, if you love R&B, this is a great year. And R. Kelly's coming on the 11th. J Holiday will be here on the 12th with Guilty Conscience. And he has promised that a single is coming very soon, titled After We. So I'm so looking forward to that. But that was my major R&B news that I wanted to let everybody know, because, like I said, he's very underrated. So deserving. He's gifted and talented. Like, he's back. You know what I'm saying? So go and follow him on Instagram and Twitter. He's at Kings J Holiday. And of course on Facebook, it is Facebook/J Holiday. And what else is left? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I think that's it. He's mostly on Instagram and Facebook. So please go and check him out. And also support his Twitter team, Team J Holiday. They'll keep you informed on anything you need to know concerning him and the music. So once again, I just want to say kudos and, you know, a big love shout to Mr. J Holiday and his new album that will be coming out in November. So tell everybody about it, okay? My time is almost up. I've had fun. This hour went by really, really fast. And I know y'all wanted more, but, like, tonight, Big Brother finale is on. I got to get ready for that. All that. So I'm actually going to end tonight's show with J Holiday's latest single that some of you may not have heard. I think he released it, I want to say the end of last year or something like that. And I'm not totally 100% sure about the release of this song, but it's Sign My Name. And once you hear this, you know, it's just a prelude to what's to come. So I'm Christy Love. Thank you for joining me on What's Hot Wednesday. And be sure to check out MediaCraze.me for entertainment news, music, and videos. Here's J Holiday. Sign My Name, and I'm out.
I'ma make you feel every word. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I never have writer's block, you know what I mean. And I'ma keep on going, imagination flowing. Girl, I can write all night. Let me get that ink dripping, make sure that that thing is working. Working, sign my name for it. When I get up in it, you gon' think I'm writing in cursive, cursive.
I'm a name.